Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
My name is Aram. Welcome back to God's Fall. God's Fall is a custom fantasy story told through the lens of a Dungeons & Dragons game that is played and recorded in Washington, D.C. and written and produced in Chicago.
Hi, my name is Steven. I'm playing the 5th level Dwarf Paladin, Torvik Wildtongue.
My name is Doug, and I'm playing Doro Knott, 5th level Halfling Rogue.
Hi, my name is Michael. I'm playing Zion Preeton, the 5th level Human Sorcerer.
Hi, my name is Kelly, and I'm playing Rena Falavel, a 5th level Wild Elf Ranger.
Last time on God's Fall, Doro, Rena, Caitlin, Joshua, and Queen Cyrena found themselves suddenly in Port Bliss and over 1,000 miles apart from the others, while Zion, Para, and Torvik continued heading west along the south of Wessel.
You guys have been riding through the night for several hours, and it has been quiet. You have seen nothing, heard nothing, but the fire is getting brighter and brighter as you ride along.
They should have been here by now. Well, they probably ran into a complication. I have every faith in Doro and Rena's and Cyrena's and even Joshua's abilities.
You did it! You did it! You made your power work! You did it yourself!
Right, right.
And she'd be like, I did!
Right.
I did!
But aren't we in really far now?
It doesn't matter. We'll figure it out. This seemed like a bigger obstacle, didn't it?
Okay, yay!
Yay!
And the other two are like,
yeah,
yay?
They are not yay. They are not yay whatsoever. This, yeah.
I would be a little happy that I'm near my
home. We're real close to home now.
We can go get Adamiel.
Yahtzee! That's it!
As their wagons approached a huge line of fire engulfing the sand hills, Para connected with the flames with Zion's help to gauge just how powerful they were.
Wait, stop the wagon.
Whoa.
I need help. And he reaches out to you.
Sure, I clasp his hand and I flow my force into him.
You guys link for a second, you feel the bridge form in between you, and then you feel his heartbeat. And it's very loud. And you can feel it radiate through his arm and into your chest, and then you can feel yours sink. And your hearts are just thudding, and you can see the fire as your heartbeats go, just along the lines from the center, like a burst is going out along with your heartbeats. And then you can kind of feel yourself sucked into the fire. And there is a mile where you're just soaring through fire and embers and exploding trees and then out through a huge dense cloud of smoke above it. And you guys can see mile, half mile thick line of fire roaring this direction, and then you're just back into your bodies again.
That's a lot of fire.
Yeah, that's a lot of fire.
Cresting over the next ridge, they found thousands of orcs working to create a break in the fire line and save their city.
Forming a truly massive bucket brigade, passing water along lines hundreds deep from a river nearly half a mile away. Other teams busily chop down trees and gouge huge trenches into the earth with the help of several dozen tamed Gronta, pulling oversized iron plows. The rest of the orcs empty their buckets into a series of these dugout lines, creating a network of crisscrossing moats, meant to rob the oncoming fire of both fuel and heat. The coordination and speed of their labor is astonishing.
As the players moved quickly to assist the orcs of Flat Rock, they were introduced to yet another godling, a young orc by the name Uragosh, who possessed the divinity of peace.
Whenever there's panic, he seems to be there, and he's able to calm it, and he's able to direct. Anytime he talks to people, they seem to focus boars that are the size of elephants, and he's able just to work them just like gentle pack animals.
I'm gonna turn into an ape.
And the winds shift, and out of the corner of your eye, you catch about a dozen orcs, and you see, like, as they turn, as the wind is shifting, they get caught. This line of flame cuts them off from the rest, and as it's flickering up and down, you can see that they are trapped.
Just turn my focus toward that and start trying to get that line.
Basically just turn a whole hose all on your own. You dig your fingers into the top, and you're gripping as hard as you can, and the water spreads. It shoots out and comes down like a rain.
With a firm perimeter established by Torvik, Zion and Para reached out to the fire line and began to siphon it away with their combined divinity, but at great cost to one of them.
And it starts to twirl and wave towards you guys, and orcs are clearing a path as this tendril of fire reaches out, and then when it gets close, it rockets in. You have never felt anything like it. Your lungs are breathing fire. Your hair is breathing fire. None of it touches you, but it all touches you. It's part of you. It's in you. You feel your fingers evaporating into fire and then back into fingers again. This must be how Para feels fire. And it's truly something else. It's becoming you. You're becoming it. It's not about control. It's about transformation. And as fire begins to rocket into him, he begins to absorb it. And you can see his body being consumed by it. He looks at you, his eyes are now just white, hot, cold. And he just says in a million voices that seem to radiate from every single flicker of fire,
it's working.
You are in Port Bliss and you are on the docks. And you guys kind of went with the cloaks real quick. As soon as Cyrena realized where she was,
I did.
She had that cloak up fast. Well, you didn't. You're just you, because, and neither Fanky did Caitlin, because Caitlin doesn't understand.
The girl.
Have I been to Port Bliss before?
No, Caitlin's never been.
Rina.
You, I mean, I know. I don't think why you would ever have been there, but you know
river.
Of it. I mean, you would recognize, Port Bliss is very clearly recognizable from the docks. There's all these gorgeous flowering fruit trees that grow right on the edge.
Search check.
For?
Randolph.
Okay.
No, never mind.
All right. No, roll it.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
However.
Oh, yeah.
However, should I find Randolph?
Oh, yeah. The second I see that punk.
The queen has her hood up. Jossra has her hood up quick and is actually kind of like taking a step in front of the queen, and they're actively searching around them.
For somebody or just searching?
They just seem to like...
Hyper aware.
Were they seen?
Overwatch.
Is anyone aware of them? Exactly. And Jossra kind of turns to the queen and nods, and the queen nods as well. So the queen is as trained as Jossra is. So yes, Jossra is her bodyguard, but really it's not kind of how it functions. They function as a unit. They function as if they're both just soldiers, right? So they both seem to have given each other the all clear. We must be careful here. The queen is very well known.
Okay. That shouldn't be a problem.
That is a problem. If we are seen, then word will surely get back to your friend.
But that's not going to be a problem. I live here.
Yes. However, do you want Phryne to know that we are here?
No.
Then we should stay.
And she kind of reaches over and very, very gently pulls a cloak up.
A little carefully hidden.
And she does the same to Caitlin as well. And she kind of leans down and says,
Caitlin. Stay, I'm talking to you, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's cool.
Caitlin, stay close and do not get separated.
And she's like, okay, yeah, that's, yeah, I can do that.
Well, immediately goes off the wrong direction.
God damn it!
Yay!
Daryl, let's go play.
Okay. After she does that, I pull my hood back down and say, "Lady, I said I live here. If anyone sees me with my cloak up, they're gonna know something's up." And I take my cloak off and I start going down the docks.
She just sighs quietly.
Is Oinker's owl on my shoulder or just like flying around?
Oh, you know, actually, that's a good question. You look down for Oinkers, and next to you is a pink dog. Just this little pink dog puppy with a big old pink dog spot. Well, not pink, but like pinkish brown. You know, that kind of like
strawberry.
Reddish. Yeah.
She's kind of
like
blonde.
Exactly. Like, you know, like.
An Irish setter kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I just pick her up and fold her.
And that guy's instantly asleep. Tongue out, snoring.
Okay.
Yep. All right, so you guys, so you're marching down the docks. Where are you going?
We need to get horses.
All right, so you're marching down the docks, and the queen is coming behind you. 1 second, let me catch up here.
You mean mysterious lady cloaked, right?
Mysterious cloaked lady and her mysterious cloaked lady friend and their elven friend who's holding a puppy that's snoring and a girl.
And me.
Okay. We're like a family.
Yeah, like a family of
a really
what?
A dysfunctional family.
You guys are clearly going to draw attention.
When does the opening theme music play?
But what time of the day is it, by the way? It seems like it was evening, wasn't
it? It's late. It is about 8 or 9 p.m. at this point.
Are there people on the docks, like... Okay, if I look around, are people looking at us, like, on the docks? Or are they just going about their work?
No, I mean, the docks are busy, and there's a lot going on still. There's a lot of, you know, offloading and onloading. There's torches lit everywhere. I mean, people work. They don't work around the clock, but they work late here. This is a very busy port town. If there are ships that can be loaded and they can be loaded by torchlight, they load them. So there's enough going on where there's enough going on. There's enough activity. There's enough flickering light and poor light that you guys could march down the docks relatively unmolested.
Can I take Caitlin with me and make it so that Cyrena and them walk forward and we walk like a little bit behind
totally.
And like make it look like we're two different separate groups?
Yep. And Cyrena picks up on that instantly, as okay. does Jostra. So yeah, totally. And then of course Doro's just, you know, marching on his own in the front.
We're not getting horses then.
Okay.
If it's night time. I'm leading them to a quiet
what is that called? Establishment.
No.
Flop house.
Thank you. Wow. Stay out of my head.
Perception.
For both of us?
Nope, just from Doro. Okay.
Just from Doro. 8.
Okay. So you catch a flop house. You know of one, right?
And yeah,
you're
kind of looking around at that one.
Right that way. And it's about a 100-yard march down. So you're marching along, and it's like you, and there's about 20 yards, and there's the queen and Jostra. There's about another 20 yards, and then it's you two, okay? So you're marching along, and as you do, stumbling out of an alley is a drunk. Just this guy is plastered drunk, got a bottle in his hand, he's got vomit down his front, and he is stumbling straight towards the queen, and he's like, I could use a coin. I could use a gold. And he's going right for. And Jostra is already stepping in front and beginning to draw a sword.
I immediately look for rocks. Small rocks.
Okay. Sure.
Just grab some of those.
Yeah.
And I start throwing them at the drunk. Say, hey! Hey, you! Hey! Hey, what are you doing? Hey!
Okay, I want you to roll dex to hit.
We're not going to use our powers for this.
Sploosh.
I was thinking that exactly.
No.
I was going to say it.
No. What am I rolling?
Dex.
Oh, okay. Lots and lots. 16.
Okay. So just shunk right in the side of the head. He spins the guy around, right? And the guy goes to take a swig, and the second one just shatters his bottle, and he's just covered in, like,
good.
You know, alcohol.
Good.
You! And he starts coming at you, okay? They aren't the only ones who have seen this. As that happens, about 30 yards this way down one of the docks, there's a couple watchmen who are like, oi, oi, hey! And they are now marching towards you guys as well.
Okay, now.
And at this point, Jostra has, and she has led the queen around and, like, down the side alley the drunk spilled out of, and they're just kind of waiting.
Good, good, good.
What are you two doing?
Does he know thieves can't? Okay, so...
She.
Is there like an alleyway like this and then like another alleyway? Is like, are they hiding in one alleyway? And then
there's multiple alleyways.
And do I...
You could duck right now. No.
Okay. We're just going to casually slowly walk down the side, like the other way.
Like kind of meet them?
Past Cyrena and them, but like still kind of casually walking slowly.
Gotcha. So you guys kind of walk past, nod, but you keep going. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Good deal.
I'm just kind of listening for what's going on with Doro.
You got a drunk coming this way, and you got guards coming this way.
Can I see the establishment that I was leading them to in order to bed down?
Perception.
One.
You get turned around. You're just kind of like, here, here. And you're looking, and you realize that you're looking the exact opposite way. But as you are, you also see something else. What you see is a flag you recognize. And right down at the end of the docks, a good 200 yards that way, is absolutely a ship bearing the markings of Baron LaFleur.
LaFleur!
A yell.
Right, out in the middle.
And everyone's like,
LaFleur!
Oh, God, fuck.
And the drunk kind of like stumbles and looks at you, and the two guards kind of glance at each other, but they're still walking right
and
towards
like,
you.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I have to direct them
you guys
that
both
way so I can
hear
go
him,
do what
all
I'm
of
doing.
You yeah. hear him shout, LaFleur, and the queen has already kind of looked around the corner and is like, fuck.
Can I try and make another perception check to see if I can see?
No. You don't need to this point. Once you realize what you're looking at, you just turn around and it's there. You just got turned around.
All right. Point and make eye contact with...
Cyrena would probably be looking around the bed.
Yeah, Cyrena.
Sure.
Because at the end of the day, they can protect themselves from people that are coming to find us more so than you two could.
Cyrena so is looking at you with this like, don't do it.
I look at the flop house. Yeah. Look at the flop house. And then I do. Yep. And in fact, I teleport onto the drunk shoulders to draw my dagger and then like leap, teleport towards LaFleur's and start popping that
so
way.
So you're drunk and the guards are just like instantly hands on their swords and then LaFleur! Dun, 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 zoom, and you just are gone.
Yep.
Just gone.
You know where I'm going.
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
Where do you want to appear on the ship?
When we're talking about one of LaFleur's ships, is this similar
is
to the ship that I blew
this
up?
This is much larger. This is a, this got about 4 sails. It's a full ocean-going cargo ship. So whatever this is a much larger ship meant to carry longer distances.
What kind of cargo is going in it?
Roll perception. Well, first of all, where are you appearing?
Oh, I would like to appear as inconspicuous and hidden from the ship as possible.
So, like, not on the ship, but maybe on a warehouse next to it?
Yeah,
so like on a roof line
like a
next
rooftop
to it.
Or something.
All right, so jump, perfect. So you're watching it. What is your perception roll?
17.
Okay. Large crates and barrels being rolled off the ship, all of them carrying the markings of Baron LaFleur, but they just seem like large, but you don't really know what's in these large crates and barrels. But
I know.
Big and heavy would be the answer to everything that's being moved. At this point, the guards are just like taking the drunk in. So the guards have taken the drunk and they're like, starting to interrogate him. You guys have kind of are like standing in your alley and there's a tug at your shoulder and Jostra has come around, got you guys, and is now this, come.
Yeah.
And so you guys have kind of gathered in the back now. So you're in a back street with kind of looking out at the ship that you're just assuming Doro has now gone to.
It wouldn't be wise for you to walk around the city.
It is not wise for any of us to walk around the city.
I'm not known here.
Then I will take, then Drosser and I will take Caitlin to the inn with the flop house, whatever we are supposed to go to. We will get that situated and I will get us horses. Meet us there, but get him out of this quietly.
I mean, Doro's Toro, but I'll try.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
They take Kate. They go to take Caitlin towards the flop house, and
I'm climbing up the building.
Okay, roll climb.
What was that again?
Roll athletics.
Yes, athletics.
Acrobatics.
Ding ding ding.
Come on. Okay.
Athletics. You do a back handspring onto the roof. What are you gonna do?
Nice.
17.
Oh yeah, yeah. So barrels. Boxes,
sneakily, you know.
Roof, just like a squirrel. Just right up onto that roof. And you, focus in on the boat. Roll a perception.
Okay.
No enemy. Friend! Whoa. So you basically scan the whole boat. Don't see him.
87%.
Eyes roll to the right, and you spot him right away on a roof. 8 warehouses down, hunched over, clearly scoping out a particular boat in front of him. Your eyes go back to that boat. You recognize a symbol you had seen before, because it was the same symbol that was on the bag that was carrying the bottles of dust that you saw, of that blue mud dust. So you instantly, in this like split second, are able to find Doro, find the symbol, recognize it's a symbol of Baron LaFleur, obviously recognize why Doro would be interested, and patch it all together Sherlock style. Wait, in a glance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would she know why?
Yeah. I saw LaFleur. I saw LaFleur.
No, you know who LaFleur is, but you don't know what his connection is to me.
You've yelled about it. We saw LaFleur in the game room.
Thing. She knows you hate
the
LaFleur.
The game room, remember? You were like, LaFleur!
Yeah, okay. Right. She may not know why, but she knows you hate him.
Okay. I know that you hate him.
She needs to piece together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Okay, so.
That's cool. Okay.
Can I make a whistle, like a loud whistle, like sounds like a bird, and like try to get Dora's attention?
Absolutely, you can. Okay. Roll nature.
Okay.
No, roll performance.
Performance?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, there we go. 24.
Oh, yeah. So there is the clip. Okay, not only is it a bird, but she perfectly recreates one of those birds from the tower. One of the birds that was clearly outside of its land that shouldn't have been there. The only other place you've ever heard that particular twirl that she just creates, or this little, is in that tower, and it instantly catches your attention because of that.
Right.
And you turn back and you spot her, 8 down, hunched on the roof line.
I wave.
I like do the "you me wait for me" like kind of sign.
I do, and because people can't see what I just did, right. I pantomime basically my okay.
And you're gonna start moving. The roof lines are close enough that you can move towards.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hop in.
Yeah. I need to get as close as possible to one of these things: barrels, crates, boxes, packages,
one
parcels.
Of the things that Port Bliss is designed so the entire edge of the city meets the sea.
Right.
And it's docks all the way down it, and the warehouses are then built right back up to those docks. What many of these warehouses have are open roofs, or roofs that can open up to allow much larger content to just be dropped straight into
the roof. Yeah.
And then they have huge pulley systems built onto the roof. So there are giant lines of rope leading from this building to the ship in front of you. And that's how they're moving. And they're not using it right now, but they could be using it to load much larger things. They're just rolling off smaller boxes, but you could run right along that line if you want a direct physical connection.
Well, I want a direct physical connection to what they're moving onto the ship.
What do you mean?
I want to see what's in it. I'm trying to figure out what's in these things.
Well, you gotta go get one.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking for
a
barrel that I can get to that's waiting to be loaded onto the ship.
That's not how this is going. They're taking about a dozen things off the ship. They have a full group of people to take
the
dozen
warehouse?
Things, and they're going around this warehouse. They're not going to this warehouse that you're on, but they're taking them off the ship and loading them in wagons. By the time she gets to you, they'll be done loading this wagon.
I put Oinkers in one of my pouches.
You're just like kind of head kind of lulled to the side, out cold. Yep.
Okay. It's time to elevate.
So as you're watching this happen, she rolls up on you.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I like wave her over.
What are we doing?
We're gonna sneak on there. We're gonna sneak on the ship. What okay. are they doing the ship?
Okay, so the wagon.
Is there like a pulley system that reaches out far enough that like you could jump from the pulley system onto the ship?
No, but you could like do like the little army climb on the rope and like shimmy yourself, you know, about 40 or 50 feet.
It's right over the ship. So like if they're loading
no, there's
stuff
a,
out to
so
the
there's
ship, it comes down.
Ship, dock, street, warehouse.
Okay.
And these ropes go over the street, over the dock, to the ship.
Yeah.
So there's a about a 50, 60 foot gap.
But you could get down onto the ship from the pulley system.
Yeah, you can drop straight down from the ropes, exactly. Okay. The wagon's pulling away with about 12 dudes around it. So, okay. I mean, it is obviously being very well watched. There are a couple of them are on horses, the rest are on foot, but they got torches lit and they're all armed.
I'm not following that now.
Okay.
There's not going to be anything on the ship then, right?
Is there somebody is there somebody in the crow's nest?
Well, doesn't seem to be anyone on the ship.
No one's manning the ship now. Well, we can tell,
there's
we don't see people on the ship.
There's people on the docks. And there's the normal patrols going back and forth.
And they guard the docks.
But no, the ship, it seems like whatever important needed to be off the ship is heading north right now.
Is LaFleur?
No.
Okay.
Not that again.
We can follow on the rooftops.
You could.
I can't. I really want to destroy this ship.
It's not going anywhere.
That ship is parked right next to other ships.
Destroying
that ship.
Ship.
It probably burn down a bunch of other stuff.
It would. It'd be really. You could scuttle it. Even that would be dangerous with a ship
this
size.
In
it could capsize onto another ship. It could capsize onto the dock.
Depends on which way it swings.
My God. I mean, devil's advocate.
A ship doesn't go straight down. When it sinks,
it totally does on a video game.
Cause a lot of damage. So I can make ships do all kinds of weird
and
things.
And someone who lived in the docks as long as you do knows the kind of damage a sinking ship on the docks.
I also really wanted to get on board and search it from top to bottom and do something that I haven't done, which you wouldn't expect, which is dig up as much information as possible from a site. He wouldn't be expecting that.
Sure.
All of a sudden, Sherlock Holmes, the guy.
The wagon's pulling away.
So,
there's two of you.
You see Doro going, like, stroking his chin, looking
at
the ship.
Is he, like, staring at the boat and then staring at the stuff?
And then looking at... No, looking at those guys going off in the wagon going,
We have Oinkers. Oinkers could be a bird.
Right.
And that's a good idea.
You follow him, and then when you find out when they stop, send Oinkers to come get me, and then I'll follow him back, and I'm going to take a look at the ship.
Wake up. I pick up Oinkers, and I go, could you do something for me? could you turn into a bird? And could you... Like, awesome. That's great. I love that.
Just like a little pink sparrow. Yes, a little pink pink sparrow. And then
fly over onto the ship over there. And then keep an eye on Doro.
He follows you.
Oh, follow me?
He follows you, and then when you find where you stop with these guys, she comes back
and gets
me.
Okay, relay that plan to Linkers.
And then we
mid-yawn, she kind of gives the, okay, so you don't need me right now look, and then goes right back to sleep.
I'll wake you when it's time. And I put her on my shoulder or something.
Little snoring sparrow right next to you.
You sleep all the time.
It's very exhausting turning into multiple elves. Also, she had a very hard time that you guys don't even know about yet. Yep. She's tired, man.
Like she hasn't conveyed that.
She saved all of you. She saved all of you. If that gem had been taken, you'd be effed. You'd be trapped there.
No, we'd be where... They would have never gotten away with it. Ever.
No, they never would
have
gotten away with it.
Because, I mean, think about it. Unless they had killed Vermond... They had to have.
But then they killed Vermond, and that's part of like a system.
Right, that's a system too.
Checks and balances.
He's like
there, someone's going to expect
back.
Him alive.
They weren't really thinking ahead.
They weren't that.
Yeah,
smart.
Yeah. That's not their strong suit.
Right.
It was a very slapdash thing.
Yeah, it was a crime of opportunity.
It's actually my favorite episode.
It's the kind of thing. I mean, they literally saw what looked like to them was a giant, priceless ruby just. There for the taking. They were going to figure everything else out once they got their hands on it.
Rooftops.
Yep. Okay. I just want you to roll stealth, please.
Awesome. 24.
Okay. And then just give me a reflex. I mean, acrobatics roll.
Okay. 7.
Oh, okay. So you're dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, I'm being very stealthy.
Except on like the third rooftop, your foot just catches in a gutter. Now I need a dexterity save.
17.
Okay, you go over the edge, but are able to literally just catch your fingertips into the roof behind you. Your feet slide out, go over the edge, fling out, but you catch and you hold on. Strength roll.
Woo! It's not me. 11.
You just, one hand goes loose and it's like your fingers are clawing and you're trying to edge back up, but you can't get your hand back around. And then all of a sudden there is something around your arm, and a boa constrictor is now gripping your arm, and she has latched herself. This pink, weird boa has rolled around a chimney and literally just yanks you back up onto the roof, and then boom, right back into a little bird. And is now active and awake because clearly things are happening. Okay. So she's not going back to sleep now.
I say thank you and I pet her on the head.
Yeah. Can a boa constrictor do that? Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
Can they do that?
I don't see why not. They have full control of their body and their one giant muscle.
I do know the type of boa constrictor that hangs from branches in jungles and catches shit in the water.
Yeah.
And then, well, I guess it's pulling.
Drag them up into a tree. Yeah, so I guess it does do that. I don't see why I couldn't do it, right? And let's see if that got noticed. A couple tiles fell and cracked into the alleyway. And you can see some guards, kind of look up and look around.
Is the roof totally flat, not open?
It's flat. Yeah, so okay. You guys can like duck down. And, like,
I try to move back closer into the center of the building. 25.
Okay, you guys kind of hunker down and the guards are here. And you're like watching the wagon, waiting for the guards to leave, watching the wagon. The wagon takes a right and vanishes around a corner. And agonizing 10, 15 seconds later, and then the guards are gone, you can move again.
Okay, start following.
I need stealth and I need dexterity.
Okay. 30.
30? Yeah, okay.
For stealth.
Stealth, okay, you vanish into the night like a shadow. You are now like, damn it! And Oinkers is right in there with you, turned into a cat and just leaping from rooftop to rooftop. You basically look like Catwoman now. You're Selena with your little cat dodging along the rooftops. And you get right to the edge where it turned, and you follow your eyes right, and you see the wagon going into a smaller warehouse, kind of on the outskirts of town. So it's now being offloaded at this warehouse.
Okay,
but it's outside of town?
Just on the outside of
Fantastic.
Town.
Fantastic. So when I burn it to the ground, no one gets hurt. Well, all right.
Remember where you were before? It's the same warehouse.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
The one where he started?
I'm going to go back in there. There's nothing in there.
It's the same one.
I'm not gonna go on the rooftop of the actual place. I'm gonna stay on the other bigger, one
where
that I'm
you
on.
Have a
and I'm just
a
gonna take my bow out and I'm gonna just set up and just watch, and then I'm gonna signal to Oinkers that time to go get Dora.
Go tell him.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So Oinkers, kind of salutes with a wing and takes a flight and zoom, comes right back towards you.
Yeah, and they have no idea that Doro's here.
They have no idea.
Yeah, because we just got here.
At least they don't know right now. Next time they look into the ball.
They won't see Dora. He wasn't covered in mud.
Dora was never covered in mud.
It's just Brian and me.
There's no one. There's no one that would give them a warning that you guys were in here, and you guys would know that.
If they had checked that little mud just today, they would have only seen that the three of us are fighting a fire right now.
Yep, that's all they would see. Perfect. You guys are invisible.
We are the perfect time.
This is the perfect time. So
that's why they're unloading this kind of stuff, because we're not anywhere.
Because we're not even here.
Because we're not there. Yep. They think they're perfectly safe.
Can I see what they're unloading as they're unloading, or is it still just they're keeping it still?
It's still in barrels and boxes, so nothing's really changed. They're just unloading the giant barrels and boxes.
So I guess I'm checking out the ship then.
Hmm? Okay. So you, are you gonna teleport onto it? What are you gonna do?
I really want to know if anyone else is on the ship. Is there not somewhere I can get to an angle where I can see better onto the ship?
Yeah, you're high. You're above the ship. Sure.
Is anyone in the crow's nest?
Perception. The ship 17. Appears abandoned.
But no one's. In
there's no lights on.
I want to get.
There's no lanterns
this
lit.
This is a trap. I'm gonna get into the crow's nest.
Okay, so last time I came up here, there was a spyglass, silk rope, and something else.
There's no spyglass in the crow's nest.
They also took this shit. It is a trap. I get out of the ship. No.
There's a bucket where someone's been pissing in it.
Gross.
Because they've been in the crow's nest on duty, I guess. So there's a piss bucket. That's what you find.
Ew.
It's warm.
I did not check.
It's warm to the taste as you drink it.
I also don't do that. These are all things I don't do. Now that I'm up in the crow's nest, I'd like to peek down and see if I see anyone else in the ship.
Perception.
Or if I see anyone in the ship. 10?
Nah, again.
No, 9.
No.
Damn.
Pier's abandoned.
Is there a cabin of some kind? Like,
yes. So as you're looking down upon the ship, there's there's a large flat deck. The center of it clearly opens up which goes cargo into the middle. There's two, and then it goes up on the front and up on the back. And there's two doors on the back and two doors on the front. So you're assuming that's how you get in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna, let's see if I can get in this door. Let me jiggle the handle.
Okay. So how are you getting down? You're just gonna climb down?
There's a door.
Or is it going to go zoom, zoom?
No, I'm going to open the door and look inside.
You're in the crow's nest. How are you getting down from the crow's nest?
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. And no one's down there?
No.
Yeah, I just teleport.
All right, so zoom, zoom. All right, and yeah. Did you get the door? It just opens. It's dark inside.
And it's like stairs down?
Yeah. No. Actually, no. Which one did you do? The one on the, so if you're facing
if I'm facing the back, I did the right side.
Okay. All right, so on the right side. So you open it up and there is a room, a bunch of nicer beds,
Were you saying the doors were facing opposite directions or towards each other?
They're both facing how can you not understand this? There are two doors on one plane facing
that way. Got it. I know. I'm getting like four different descriptions for this ship. Okay, so now there's doors going this way and the rooms on the other end.
Stop. Yes, clearly. Look, there is a ship. For God's sakes. It's a ship.
Now he draws a penis.
Ship. A dock with a, raised area. There's two raised areas. There's doors in the middle. There's two raised areas on the front and back. He's looking at a room. So it looks like half of this area is one room. You can assume the other half is the other room. And there are double beds, nice ones, double beds all throughout here. You can assume, and then there are trunks.
Quarters, maybe.
Yeah, officers maybe, quarters, trunks and double beds throughout the entire thing. And like
as much
desk.
As I want to root through everyone's things right now.
Feels like a
and
desk
it would be
with a lamp.
Much my character.
There's a bunch of paperwork. There's a couple maps, that kind of thing.
I shake my head and close the door. And I look back towards the other set of two to go open the one that's opposite of the one that I just opened. Basically, towards the other.
Right.
Yeah.
The back
right. Sure.
Locked.
One moment.
Right.
And I pull out my kit and I start to take one out.
Okay, as you do that, a little pink sparrow lands on your shoulder and is chirp, chirp, chirp.
Peck, so peck. I just go, get.
Flat. Chirp, 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 peck, peck, peck.
Oh, what?
Peck, 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 peck.
Already?
Chirp.
Wait just a second. Just 1 second.
Chirp.
Right. And I...
Chirp.
Right. Right. 1 second.
And then all of a sudden, there's just like a... Boom, and you're shoved to the side, and there is a pink crocodile. Like, chirp.
Wait! Just wait!
Grumble, a low grumbling from its throat. But it sits down, its eyes kind of narrow.
3.
14?
11. 14.
No. It's not enough to open it. No, you just... And then the crocodile's like...
I turn around and put my hands on my waist and say, be quiet! You're distracting me! Turn back around. Start pulling out a different one. Try it again. Only not 3, maybe?
And then as soon as you turn to glare, like wasn't even laughing, wasn't even me. It was some other crocodile laughing.
One more time.
Oh, I would say you're at disadvantage now.
Okay.
Because you've
like
lost you've lost two of your tools.
One more time before I do something that everyone regrets.
Which is every time you've played.
There. Wow. That's much better.
Wow. Okay.
Fucking 29.
Right. And it's open. And the door swings open. back to you. The last barrels have been removed from the wagon and have been taken inside. The wagon is being taken around to the side and the horses are being untethered from it. The other men are going into the warehouse and there's just the two guys left outside tying up the horses or untethering the horses from the wagon.
And it's like big warehouse that I'm on and then small warehouse and there's like a considerable amount of gap.
You could drop down and be basically alongside it. So you could walk around the edge. There's a narrow alleyway between the building you're at and that building. You could jump from one roof to the next if you wanted to. You need to be a running leap.
They're guarding the front of the building, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I want to skirt around, jumping around buildings to get to the back of the thing.
All right.
No, the side. I want to skirt around to the side because I want to be able to look to see if they're what they're doing.
Roll me a stealth.
Okay. 30.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, you turn into the night and you evaporate, I guess, around the side until you're at the edge and then regain corporeal form. You recognize that there are windows that have been boarded up. So you're on the side of the thing, but you have no better view than you did from the front. There's no way to look into this building.
Okay. And the guards aren't making
No, once, I mean, you know, if you come back around and look at the front again, they've tied the horses up and they're going inside.
Is there a chimney on top of the warehouse that's...
Yes.
Yes, there is.
I have to make sure.
It looks big enough that you could get down it if that's your thinking. And roll perception.
31.
Yeah, there's no smoke coming out of it, nor is there any sign of heat or soot around it right now.
Okay, so I hop onto the roof of the actual warehouse.
Just give me an acrobatics roll to see how well you
land. I was going
to
say, you could do that or athletics if you really want something rolled.
24.
Yeah, okay. You still moved the rooftop with the grace of a hummingbird. You simply seem to hover through the air.
I just want to chunk on the next person.
Exactly.
Like, I want to do like a little bow to myself.
You know, and just kind of like a leap and you land and it's just like a quick little thing like that and just very, very grace.
And then back to stealth.
even Oinkers is like,
You know. She's not there. By the way.
Oh, that's right. Oinkers is not there. It's just me.
That's why I bow to myself to give myself something.
Yeah. Well done.
Move over to the chimney. I want to kind of just try to listen down the chimney.
Okay. I would like you to roll perception.
12.
You see little halfling handprints. City halfling handprints.
You can hear people. Uh-huh. But it's going to take you around to kind of filter out the noises of the city around you and really focus in.
All right, so I'm going to lean down and then I'm just kind of cover one ear and just stay there.
Okay, so you're focusing.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Oh God, that's super bad. Whenever he leaves you and says you're focusing.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as you're not paying attention to your surroundings.
That's why I was saying I cover the ear, but I'm still looking.
Yeah,
fair enough. I'm actively perceiving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You go into this room and it is... Sorry, which one are you in now? You're in this one,
that
correct?
That one, yeah.
All right, so you pop open the door. All right, so in the back of the ship, in the aft... Yeah. Four is the front, yeah. In the aft of the ship, on the
starboard
side, right? Starboard's right and port is left. Mm-hmm, why don't I remember this?
Sure.
All right, so on the starboard side of the aft, there is, again, the rooms seem to be split into two. There is a much more luxurious room on this side. There is a desk. There's a large library. There is like a alcohol cart. You know what I mean? All these things are locked down. They're
Wet bar?
Wet bar's got rollers, right? But in its position right now, it has like these lockdown bars that are going to be locked onto the side of the ship.
So it doesn't roll from the ship.
Exactly. Yeah. And the desk seemed to have the same, he could roll the desk into the middle of it and then lock it into the floor right here. It actually would swivel like this out from the wall and then lock down again. Yeah.
This is elaborate.
It's a well-built ship. Absolutely.
I kind of want to keep it.
The SS Doro.
The SS Doro. The SS Cutpurse.
Oh, that's great. The SS Cutpurse. Yeah. I like that. That'd be excellent.
You know what? You should fucking commandeer this ship,
right?
Now you needed a boat? You have a boat.
There we go.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we could just sail back.
We would need a crew.
It's for sale.
You would need a curl.
It's for sale.
So hire them.
Give me a stone.
You put it in. Hire a.
Give me a stone. Put it in my bag of Ogun. Take it back out. Give you a ruby. You sail this thing.
No. Boom. First of all, it's garnet.
Boom. But whatever. Same thing. Okay. Boom. Boom.
But second
boom,
of all, boom. There's not going to be a sailor on this dock that's going to look at this ship that they clearly know belongs to Baron LaFleur and get on board it if Baron LaFleur's crew isn't here. They know damn well who this ship belongs to.
I take down all the flags and put up underwear or something.
Someone's going to see you do
it's a
this.
Picture of my head that I've drawn going like this.
Give thumbs up, big right? cartoon smile.
Yeah. Welcome to the Doro ship. Okay, but I want to know what's in the other room. I don't close this door because I'm just going to go back in it.
Okay.
But I go back to the other door that's next to him.
24?
Yeah. Yes.
It's the same lock, so you're able to like real easily pick it this time.
That's better. Yep.
Okay, so in here is clearly the captain's chambers. There is a nice bed, like a poster bed that's been locked down and is kind of like weirdly slanted on the side so it actually forms to the wall, right?
What's an animal?
There's a big trunk
that produces
here.
Lots of waste, like lots of poop or lots of pee. Like, what is like, I mean, goats are pretty bad because it just comes out constantly.
Pigs, I guess.
Horse.
Elephant would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Horses would be really, really good.
Another big desk is in this room. But
cows.
This one doesn't slide out. This one's
cows
just locked down.
Cows live the cow pie, so it's not, it's
that's
very,
true.
Very loose.
But yeah, okay, but then you can't really command an animal to poop on command. It has to need to poop, I guess, if it's going to do it.
Yeah, I suppose.
August kind of shrugs and then just lays
not
a
yet.
Big old turd of.
No! Stop it! Okay, now that I've gone into the captain's room, you said there's a bed. This looks like a chest that's in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing a desk?
Yeah, a large desk, yeah. That is permanently mounted to the wall. That one doesn't come off.
Let me search the desk. 10.
Okay, on the top of it are a ton of paperwork, importing and tariffs and blah, 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 right? And also you can tell that this paperwork that there's been some shifting. Like apparently there was gonna be some runs to Ani and now all that's been canceled and things have been rerouted here. So whatever this was, it was not originally going here. It was originally going to go to Ani and they changed it to bring it here.
What, with the blockade and all?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, I thought I had an idea of what it was, but now I have two theories. So that's it for the desk, I guess. Is there anything in the drawers?
The drawers are locked.
Well, I would like to pick them.
Okay.
I pick the biggest drawer.
Okay.
And just give it a shot. 14 again!
Okay, so it just kind of catches up on something, and I need a reflex save.
Dexterity
save.
14.
Yeah, no. A little blade shoots out and nicks your finger. Take 1 point of damage.
And roll Constitution.
And
you're about to fall asleep.
Constitution. Okay, what are you doing, by the way, while this is happening? Everything's gone quiet. You're just looking at what looks like, I mean, there's no lights on in the warehouse. There's no torches on in there. So you're just what looks like they went into an empty warehouse and disappeared.
Is there a back door? I'm casing the place now.
There is a back door, but it's been boarded over as well. So it looks like there's only one front entrance. Or there's only one way in and out of this. Roll a listen check and do that advantage.
So perception?
Yes, sorry, perception.
Okay. I was like, I don't know what you want from me. It's gonna be like a 30.
Yeah, you can hear chanting.
Chanting? In a different language or in common?
It's nothing you recognize.
Sanctus
Dominus.
Is it getting louder or is it just
no,
kind of whispered?
No, it's like droning. That's why it was difficult for you to kind of figure it out because it doesn't sound like anything. It doesn't sound like anything. It's definitely a language. It's got the form of a language, but you've never heard this before.
Or children's blood.
From the blood, life, death, yes, yeah. Eating.
A really great tap.
Stuff like that.
Oh, wait. There was definitely a bit about gathering all the babies.
Oh, it's elven.
I can relate.
We know where its origin comes from. It's elven.
Wish you were here because you know the place.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Yep.
Does it sound, okay, when I'm listening, does it sound like the chanting is coming from the room that the chimney, like, goes into?
Yes. I mean, it sounds like it's coming from down the chimney and below. But because of the way the chimney echoes and amplifies sound, you have no idea how far down would be.
Okay. So I'm going to take a rope, because I have 50 feet of rope.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, like, wrap it around the chimney and
okay.
tie off.
Okay.
And then...
Survival.
Okay. 31.
Excellent. You basically, I mean, it is.
Ties the shit out of that.
You basically. He's like, and there's a rope ladder.
Look around, see if Doro has appeared. I'm like,
No sign of Doro.
I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna try to rock.
All right, you start to lower down. Let's jump away from you and come back here.
Okay.
You have been poisoned.
Uh-oh. 7.
Okay, so. You're like, okay, all right, I am focused. I am out cold. And you just kind of fall to the side. Your little body slumps down to the side. So you began to lower yourself down
very
into
slowly,
the chimney. I would like you to roll
and stealthily.
Strength.
It all goes down here. Oh, just kidding, 24.
Okay, that's fine. Dun, 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 dun. Very, very carefully, using your feet to guide along the edges so there's not too much pressure on the rope. You very slowly, controlled, and roll me a stealth.
He really needs to get this chimney, like, boarded up.
21.
Yep, slowly, controlled. Oh, he didn't expect to come back here. That was the thing. This was a quick thing that they did. They did not want to come to this warehouse. They were forced to come to this warehouse. So you quietly and carefully lower yourself down and you end up in a large open copper kind of like half brazier like squashed circle, right? And there are bars in front of you that you're kind of looking out through that you're clearly some kind of gate that would swing open where they would put wood and shit into here or whatever to feed a fire. In front of you is a large open room. There is, it's roughly circular. There is a red circle painted on the ground. And then there is a area in the center where it looks like something has been moved off it. There's red paint under it in a circle about 10 feet wide that's brighter than the red paint right around it. So something seemed to have been sitting there and has been moved off. There's about a dozen people
nuts.
In robes, crimson robes, that are in a circle around this central area. They're just kind of kneeling in a half moon, praying kind of towards the center of the room, it looks like, or rolled wagon is pulled through the center of them. This huge tub of some sort of boiling caustic acid, and there are just gigantic shards of Godspark stone that begin to glow brightly the second they're rolled into the room. Your heart kind of skips for a second, but they don't seem to react to it as if they expected this to happen. And a second later, you see it. Have you ever seen Gravy Hands? You never.
No.
Okay, a second later,
She's seen, however, Baron LaFleur, and
right.
She's seen Tiago Reese.
Right. So a man with long white hair and these kind of golden eyes that glimmer with the same gold as the paint on or whatever is encompassing the hands of these crimson-robed figures. He walks in with this device, kind of half guiding it, half just looking across the room. The men that were the same men that were unloading the barrels and boxes earlier, all of them, like all 12, get around the edges, very, very carefully lower this thing into place in the center of the room. And this other gentleman just puts his hand on it. You also see a second figure that you clearly identify. The one that you knew as Tiago Reese has also entered this room and is kind of standing at the doorway. And he's clearly got his eyes on the door and his eyes on the room and is looking for whatever. But he's on watch. Everyone else is very focused on the ceremony. He's on watch.
Okay, so he's security. That's mm-hmm. it.
There's what looks like to you a gigantic version of whatever he fashioned.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a huge battery, probably 10 times the size of something he made.
Okay.
So this new guy with the white hair is standing there, who they all know as Grabby Hands or as Cyril, is standing there with his hand on it and is clearly beginning to empower this as he's touching these huge shards of
Godstone. They are glowing with that pink energy and getting brighter and brighter. You can feel a little tingle within your chest. You can feel this energy sparking inside you as well.
It's in a like bad way or in a good way?
No, just like in an energizing way. Like the energy, like the air around you has become energized and is crackling with this god power. You can also see some little crackles, like some kind of like little sparks of energy flowing through Cyril. And you can also see little sparks of energy beginning to arc out from this battery and striking the man in the half mask that you know as Tiago Reese. There's an aura of energy that surrounds both Tiago Reese and this Cyril guy. But there's also some sort of different energy coming off these people with the robes and being directly pulled into Cyril. It's as if whatever they're doing, the prayers or whatever, are directly passing some form of energy to Cyril. And then Cyril is funneling that into the Godstone. A spark fires off the Godstone and hits the grate right in front of you. Just one, but then there's a second one. And Tiago kind of sees that one, looks over, and starts to walk towards the grate.
Back up the rope.
Roll stealth and then roll climb.
Oh, for God's sake.
Stealth is 29.
Okay.
And what'd you say, dexterity for climbing?
Yes,
bad time
please.
To roll a one. Really bad time to roll a one.
Don't say that. Oh! I told you not to say it.
It is a bad time to roll.
What have I done? I'm so sorry.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of God's Fall. We have maps, character art, and world notes on our website at godsfall.com, as well as links to our Patreon account and God's Fall t-shirts. If you want up-to-the-minute information about our podcast and the God's Fall World Book, follow us on Twitter at godsfalldc. We also want to take a minute to tell you about our good friends over at battlebards.com who have been kind enough to send us a catalog of all new sounds. They've added undead minions like zombies and skeleton hordes, and the necromancy spells that summon them. Weather, like the roar of a powerful wind and the crash of lightning. Enchantment spells like Hold Person and Transfixion. Even the gruff barking tone of a dwarf.
It mir bitir insid.
So if you want your game to sound as good as God's Fall, check out battlebards.com. That's all from us this week. For notes, maps, and more, check us out on godsfall.com. This show was produced and edited by Dead Ghost Productions. Find out more about us and all the shows we make at deadghostpro.com.